For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, I love the Portuguese version of that.
Should we keep it after?
The Portuguese one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should use it once in a while. All spice it up. Yep. Spice it up. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies and Pete's on game day. Catch all the Philadelphia Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Eagles. Find the locations at chickiesandpetes.com. Joining us from Brazil is Elliot Shore Parks. Brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com.
Is he even, what is he doing?
Robin, I think he's in the club. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Now, are you, oh boy.
This is going
Yeah,
well.
This is not going to last long.
I'm moving.
Okay. Are you in the club?
No, so I'm actually in the parking lot here outside the stadium with about 500 Eagles fans that are getting ready for the game tonight, so. Definitely already a party atmosphere. Maybe a little too party for an EST call. So I'm moving a little bit. Hopefully you can hear me better now.
Well, I'm glad to hear you have not yet been thrown in a Brazilian prison. Now, you mentioned all
yeah,
the Eagles fans. You mentioned all the Eagles fans. It's funny. I was on a Milwaukee radio station earlier this week, and they were all laughing at you for saying how many Eagles fans there were when you were on a plane from Philadelphia going to Brazil. My question to you is, now that you're at the stadium, what do you see in terms of fan split between Eagles and Packers? Because obviously Packers fans travel well as well.
Yeah, well, first of all, they're salty because I wasn't out of plane out of Philadelphia. It was out of Newark. So they're salty.
Well, it's just not so Wisconsin.
I'm just saying.
Wasn't it a fans of Philly flight, though? I mean, they...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
This guy.
I would say currently, from what I've seen walking around Sao Paulo the last, 24 hours, yeah, I would say Eagles fans outnumber Packers fans 5-1, maybe. Now, it's possible that it's possible that you know it's just where I'm at. No, I can't talk. Yeah. Sorry.
This is so good.
Wow, yeah. you big time that guy, by the way. You're like, hey, I can't talk right now. Do you know who I am?
Yeah. It was not going well. He's forcing me to come inside. Hold on. So, there's a lot more Eagles fans.
And finally, the last meaningless question. What's the fit like on game day? What are you wearing?
Well, so it's going to be colder than I thought. So I did go out and get a new jacket today. I think I'm looking nice. I'll post a picture. We'll see what Ike thinks. He'll be the ultimate decider here.
Don't post it to Threads.
Yeah, where are you going to post it?
Well, I'm at Elliot Shore Parks on Threads.
No. I'm going to take it and post it on my own Twitter, at Spike Eskin.
Yeah.
All right. So we heard earlier this week, Eagles are playing close to the venue, whereas the Packers are staying a couple hours away, and I think you're further away as well. Do you think that is an advantage at all, the fact that the Packers have to sit on a bus for a couple of hours, or is it just making something out of nothing?
Definitely. I think it's a big advantage for the Eagles. Just being around the stadium today, it's extremely hectic. It is quite the scene. So if the Eagles have a shorter ride that's easier, I think they'll get there easier. They'll get there earlier. They won't have to leave as early in the day. I mean, the Packers, I'm sure, will have a police escort, which will help. But, no, I mean, I think, while it's not a home game and it's not going to be in Philadelphia, there are a lot of things the Eagles have gotten that benefits them. They practice at the stadium. They're staying closer to the stadium. I told you about the difference in the locker room. So it's, again, not Philadelphia, but with all the Eagles fans here, the little advantages they get, I do think that there is some benefit to being the home team.
You got me with that. I was like, what the hell? I thought she turned
you
up the music.
The song?
I thought it was some techno music going on there.
Yeah, but can you have them play Bring the Boom by AJ and Big Justice?
So I ask them to put on the ESP Portuguese.
Yes.
So what are you thinking tonight offensively? How do you think Kellen Moore, Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, how do they come out tonight, and what are they trying to attack from the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple ways they cook him out tonight. One, as we – it's so funny. As we know, the Eagles like to hide what they do in preseason. So they better come out with something special tonight, because with all the talk of changing the offense, all the blame the coaches got last year, oh, it's all Brian Johnson, it's all Brian Johnson. Well, tonight's the night to see it, because the offensive players got a new coordinator. Jalen got a new coordinator. They spent all offseason trying to fix it. So if they struggle tonight, I don't want to hear they don't have an answer to the blitz. I don't want to hear the offense is too stale. This is their chance. So I think tonight they will come out, and I think you'll see more motion. You'll see more bunch receiver sets. So I think they're going to try to be creative early on. And then, of course, it'll be about the blitz.
All right. Talk to me, because I know everybody's going to be focused on how do we pick up the blitz, and rightfully so. I'm actually interested in Jahan Dotson. And what he's going to, how he's going to be used tonight. So, how do you think the Eagles try to use Dotson tonight?
Yeah, so I think it's a good matchup for Dotson. If you look at the Packers secondary, their nickel corner is not very good at all, and I'm assuming Dotson will spend the majority of his snaps in the slot. Now, I do think one benefit that people have said about this offense is that they are supposed to be able to move these receivers around more. So, by moving the receivers around more, I think you could see AJ in there, you could see Devontae in there. So maybe Dotson gets more snaps on the outside. But in the snaps where he's in the nickel, I think he's a big play threat. From the few times I've seen practices with him and Jalen have spent a lot of time talking, you know, talking about what they see on different defenses, where he should go. So I don't think Dotson's just going to be a decoy tonight. I think there could be one or two deep shots.
All right.
I like it.
You know, we talked a lot about offense, talking to Elliot Shore Parks at a dance club in Brazil. He's decided not to go to the game. He's at the club. Elliot, over to the defense, are we just assuming now that Quinyon Mitchell is starting on the other corner now tonight?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think at this point Quinyon has earned that role. He did have an outstanding camp, and I think he'll play basically every snap Darius Slay plays. The one interesting thing they'll have to decide is, do they want to keep him at nickel, or with Isaiah Rodgers going down, if they just want him to be a permanent outside guy and put Avante Maddox in at nickel. So, but either way, he's going to have a much larger role than I anticipated coming into training camp, and probably larger role than the Eagles anticipated too.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think he's earned it, though. He's looked good out there in training camp. He's a first-round draft pick. I said this earlier that, hell, he needs to learn on the job out there. He's the best experience he's going to get is being out there on the field playing. And I like the fact that he's playing his natural position. And he's smart enough and athletic enough that he would have figured out the nickelback position, but that's not where they envision him playing. So why not just put him where you envision him playing ultimately? So I'm excited about that. You think the nickelback will be Avante tonight?
I'm not really sure. Avante did not take a ton of snaps at nickel in training camp. Now, it's not the end-all, be-all. He played it a lot in his career. But it's a lot of really tough matchups. I mean, it could be more, matchup-based. Jaden Reed out of the slot, a smaller, quicker corner. I think Quinyon has pretty good speed, but Avante is used to covering those guys. You have Romeo Doubs, you have Christian Watson, bigger corners. I think Quinyon, what I've seen of him, is a physical corner. Like, he has done a good job against AJ in camp. So I think it could be more matchup-based, but early on we'll find out, because they'll have to come out and they'll line up in their practice reps to see. So I am curious to see what they decide.
We've heard that Isaiah Rodgers has a hand injury. We've heard that Devin White has an ankle injury. Is there any outlook as to, have you heard anything about what those injuries are and when we can expect them to play?
So I think Isaiah's might be a little more long-term. To not play with a hand injury, like, I would assume that this is not a sprain, right? So I think, next Monday is probably somewhat in question. I don't know the status of Devin White or a long-term, if it's going to be long-term, short-term. I was thinking, I'll throw this guy back by you guys. It's interesting he didn't fly to Brazil and Isaiah Rodgers did. Rodgers was presumably, they knew he was going to be, they was going to be out. It's not like he flew here and all of a sudden his hand
right.
He was injured prior to the flight. Now, with Devin White, there could be swelling concerns, because it is an ankle. But I think it's interesting that Devin White.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I didn't travel, and Isaiah Rodgers did.
I don't want to be doing this on game day. I'm just telling you, my antennas are up on this Devin White nonsense.
He's never going to play here. I don't think he's ever going to play.
And I'm wondering if there's something behind the scenes because he got beat out in training camp. That he wants to be on the field, and maybe he's not.
It's weird.
The fact that he's not there with an ankle sprain, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
First game of the year.
I mean, I will say flying 10 hours with a swollen ankle might not be the best. So there is that aspect to it. But I agree. I mean, Nick Sirianni talked yesterday about how this is a team bonding experience. That, you know, guys get to spend time together on the flight. Guys get to hang out. So I do think that there would be benefits to him being here. But if they truly feel Nakobe beat him out in training camp and that's enough to move on from him, I think that's such a massive short-sighted mistake by this team. I mean, they don't have any linebackers on this roster besides Devin White who have proved anything. And I know that, you know, if he's better for the month here, Nick Fangio's a new coach, that matters for sure. But ultimately, I mean, he just has accomplished so much more than all the other linebackers. I think benching him over 2 weeks of good Nakobe practices feels like a mistake.
But I will say this. They can't afford to have him here if he's not accepting of this. In other words, if he's going to be disgruntled or be disruptive because he's not happy with the role that he has on the team and his contract year, then they got to really seriously think about moving on if that's the case. I'm just saying if that's the case. If he wants to be a team guy, try to win his job back or what have you, then fine. But I was surprised, A, at the injury was severe enough that he wouldn't play, and then B, some of these reports coming out afterwards that he may have been on a trading block. This all seems weird to me when I heard nothing of the sort about Devin White all summer. As a matter of fact, we've heard the complete opposite about him all summer.
Right, yeah, that penciled in as a starter. Yep.
The other leaf reading, you could do your tea leaf reading, is they did sign Oren Burks back to the practice squad and then promoted him to the 53-man roster. That's a weird move to make. One, if you're Oren Burks, why would you come back here? There's like presumably four or five linebackers in front of you to playing, and then to promote him. So, yeah, I mean, it's certainly a weird twist over the last week.
All right, Elliot, give us what the headline of the Eagles is going to be. What is the headline of the game going to be tomorrow morning? What do we wake up and see?
Yeah, I think the headline's going to be that the offensive line is a concern, and they should have taken a guard at number 22.
You are sick.
I think that's going to be the concern. The Packers have two very good pass-rush defensive tackles, so I don't think the Eagles are going to win this game, and I can say that confidently because nobody can hear what I'm saying because of this music. So,
We heard you.
You got to come back here, buddy. Yeah.
Packers 27, Eagles 24 will be the headline.
Wow, there he goes.
Boom.
Elliot Shore, just stay there, Elliot. Stay there. All right.
Brother, enjoy.
You can hear Elliot on the Go Birds podcast every single morning. Just subscribe in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. What are you most excited to see tonight? 215-592-9494. I am most excited for you to do something about your drafty windows. It's cool out now. Very soon it's going to be cold. All that cold air is going to come into the house because you got old drafty windows. Gaida Door and Window. They're great. You can trust them. And right now they're going to make your project more affordable. Buy one, get one half off. All windows, all doors. So if you buy a door, you can get your second door at half off, or you can mix and match. If you buy a window, you can get a door at half off. Buy four windows, two of them are half off, and the more that you buy, that means the more that you save. So if it's your whole house, half that house is going to be 50% off. Plus, it's not just the price. God is going to make it easier for you with no money down, interest-free financing up to 18 months. Limited time, restrictions apply. If you want all the details, call Gaida today. Schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GAIDA or visit them at gogaida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Kay in North Carolina. You're on WIP. What's up, Kay?
Hello?
You're on the radio.
Oh, I agree.
What's up, Kay? I'll let your boy.
How are you? Where's my neck roll? That's what I'm talking about. And I two friends, Jack in the Back and Spike from New York. What's up? How y'all doing?
I'm Spike from New York. I like it.
I am yep. not from New York. Yep. I
was what born, borough you grow up
born in?
Born in
Lackinac Hospital. This is my show.
This is game day.
All right.
This is game day. I don't understand Philly sports radio anymore. Nobody, where's the excitement? Get Eagle Shirley on the line. Get Gritty up here. Get somebody up here. Pick up the spirit. It's Eagles game day. Do not let EST tell us we're going to lose. What is wrong with him? Do he know he got to come back to the 215? And he's talking about we're going to lose, even if he thinks that he should have lied.
Well, Kay, we have friends in customs, so if we don't want Elliot back in Philly, we can keep him out of the country completely.
All I'm saying is, I don't know what the score is going to be, but the Eagles coming out with that W, that's all I know. But what I'm looking forward to seeing, I'm looking forward to seeing Saquon Barkley get our running game right. That should be nice. And I'm looking to see what Skinny Batman look like, because he can't call himself Skinny Batman no more, because he's kind of slow now. So we just want to see what our birds look like and shut the naysayers down like Jack about our QB. Because Jack is not an Eagles fan, regardless of what y'all think. Jack is a Phillies fan. Jack likes baseball. Jack doesn't like the Eagles.
I do love the
just
Eagles.
Just from my personal... No, you don't. You're just
yes,
too.
I do. No, I'm critical on the Eagles.
Just from my personal observation...
Getting...
I know.
Jack is not an Eagles fan. Jack just works in a city where the number one sports team is the Eagles, so he has no choice but to say sometimes he likes them.
No.
But true Eagles fans like me, we know Jack. Jack's not an Eagles fan. No. But Jack likes the Phillies, though. He does. He's a
Phillies
fan.
Loves
but
the Phillies.
Okay. Not an Eagles fan.
There are people who love the Eagles more than the Phillies. I like the Phillies more than the Eagles. It's okay.
The way he rips our QB.
How do I rip the quarterback?
He doesn't wow you.
He doesn't wow me. Yes, breaking news.
He doesn't wow me. And how much wowing do you need from
I want a rocket of an arm. I want a flick of the wrist. I don't need a hop, skip, and a jump to get the ball down the field. Yes, I want that. Yes.
He's not invited to the parade next year.
I'm sorry. Listen, hold on. Kay, because I love you, Kay, and we've had a great relationship for a long time. But this city didn't like Sam Bradford as the quarterback. Did that make them all fake Eagles fans?
Hey, we're not talking about that right now.
I just want to know.
But no, I just called to get the season started off because it's Eagles game day, and it's a tradition for me to call when it's the first game of the year. So I just want to give y'all one.
All right, Kay.
All right, Kay.
Love you.
Wow, Kate came out firing. I'm a New Yorker. Yeah. Jack doesn't like the Eagles.
No.
She didn't want to say hi to us. We're the two guys in the back, she said.
Yeah.
That's a lot from
Kate.
She's a listener.
Eagles season listener.
Yeah, she doesn't call a lot.
Okay, all right. And
love
she's
Kay.
Mostly an Eagles season
yes.
type person. Okay.
Hates the Phillies.
Does she?
Well, anyone who doesn't love the Phillies hates the Phillies.
You really? That she got you.
Because it just makes me so mad. It's like...
What is she tapping into?
It's not her. It's everyone.
It's the trolls, yes.
It's everyone. Yeah, yes. It's like, yeah, okay, I hate the Eagles.
Because you don't laugh.
It's like, oh,
are you going to be okay?
No, it's just like, oh, my God. Like, I've forgotten more about the Eagles than most of these people.
Yes. He is an Eagles fan, everybody.
Like,
yes. He is. It's not against the law to love one of the other three teams in the city more than you love the Eagles.
Well,
it doesn't make you a bad Eagles fan, but there are some Flyers fans that will say, the Flyers are my number one team. Sixers fans that will say, the Sixers are my number one team.
All I want is the best for the Eagles.
Yes.
I think
and sometimes I don't know if it's for the best.
Yeah. I think personally. Sometimes when you have an opinion that is, not you specifically, when anyone has an opinion about the team that is more negative than what the consensus is, people assume sometimes that you don't like them.
Yeah.
And then if that opinion comes true, nobody cares.
Lord help you.
No one cares.
Yeah, nobody cares. So, you know, it is what it is. You don't like the Eagles? It's fine, Jack.
Every day I wake up. You're not lying to the Phillies. I know the Phillies are the number one team in the city. I get it. I'm not jealous. I don't care.
You mean the Eagles?
No, people do the whole, like, you're just mad because the Phillies are the number one team in the city.
Oh.
I know my whole life they're not number one.
Right.
Yeah,
doesn't mean you don't want them to be.
Well, but I don't care. Like, they've always been number two.
You care.
I actually don't want more people talking about the Phillies. Yeah.
That is true.
This is Jack's favorite time of the year.
Yes.
You know, I got here, and Jack was like, you know, I'd really like for us to be able to do a lot of Philly shows. And we did all these Philly shows. It was the worst thing that ever happened to Jack. Yeah. Because he had to listen to me talk about the Phillies.
In a good way.
Yeah.
It was a good radio.
Yeah. Made you crazy. All right. Coming up, man, we got a big show, I mean, for the rest of the show. Coming up at 4, Ron Jaworski will join us, as he will every week. Coming up at around 4:30, we'll give our picks, which are normally going to happen a little bit later, but Ike's got to get over the pregame show. Mm-hmm. And then after our picks at 4:30, we do have the return of Tommy from Down the Shore, and that will come up right around 4:45. So we are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can join Ava Graham next Friday night for an Eagles pep rally right here. You meet Swoop, the cheerleaders, and win tickets to the home opener. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.